Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. It's interesting, isn't it? There are certain things that awaken our memories, and there's something to the awakening of our memories that puts us in a place that just brings a type of pleasure. It's funny, I got a new book in the mail. It's called The 49th Mystic. It's a fiction book by my favorite author, Ted Dekker. And actually what's happening is he's written a two-book series, a duology, that actually goes back to a world that some of his initial books were in. So it's an altered reality book series where part of it is in our reality, but part of it is not. And it's one of the first, might have been the first books I ever read by Ted Dekker. And it was called The Circle Trilogy. It was three books. It was black, red, and white. And it was this really interesting tale that about this man who falls asleep in one world and wakes up in another world. And every time he falls asleep in one world, he wakes up in the other, just back and forth and back and forth. And there was something about it that just captivated me. And I've loved Ted Dekker ever since. And he has done some offshoot books that like vaguely have ties back to it, but nothing that has quite felt the same way, although they've all been enjoyable. But what I got in the mail yesterday was a book, the first of two books, that literally takes you back to that same methodology. There's another girl who, you know, goes into a coma and wakes up in the other world that the original character Thomas did. And there was something in those first initial chapters where you see her go into a coma and the next chapter begins and she's waking up in the sand, and it just clicks in your mind, having read the trilogy, that here it is, this person has just crossed over like the character did so many books ago, and there's this reminiscence to it that just brings this type of a joy. And it's just interesting how our memory does that. Even a memory of a book that is completely fiction, and yet we enjoyed that book so much that when we have something that revisits that location, it just stirs up these feelings inside of you. I think it's kind of similar to when someone loves a book and that book turns into a movie and the movie actually does it well, right? There are plenty of times that they butcher books when they make them to movies where the fans don't like it. But some of them do it really well. And those that do it really well, there's something about visualizing and seeing this book, this world that you've kind of lived in for many hours, suddenly come alive on the screen. And it's like you're revisiting your childhood, or you're revisiting this location. And it just, I don't know, something about it just strikes me as interesting. You know, it reminds me of The Chronicles of Narnia, a long book series written by C.S. Lewis. And it's interesting because something that C.S. Lewis did with The Chronicles of Narnia is you only have a couple of the books. So essentially, Chronicles of Narnia is very similar. It starts out, there's a wardrobe, and when you go through it, it takes you through a portal to the dimension in another world. And these kids cross over. And what happens is at the end, they come back to their world. Well, book two, they go back. But by book three, the two oldest kids have now gotten old enough that they can't return to Narnia anymore. And so it's kind of the younger two and a cousin. And it's just interesting how kind of over time, there's something that, like, you know, a year or multiple years would occur between each of the books. And so there was something about, like, like that second book where suddenly the kids are drawn back into Narnia and they are reintroduced to something that they hadn't been in so long. And I don't know, it's like going home. It's a very interesting thing. So I don't know. Let me know what you think about it and what things kind of cause that feeling and emotion to happen to you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.